Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Last Sunday, you heard from St. John's Gospel the Lord Jesus tell Nicodemus that to enter the kingdom of God, one must be born again, or born from above by the sacred baptism of water and the Spirit. Such a born-again person with faith in Christ is given this overwhelming love of the Father, that love that gave his only begotten Son to be lifted up before the whole world, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now today, we hear in St. John's epistle this reality check from him. He says, "We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him: whoever loves God must also love his brother." There is God's all-abiding and no strings attached, self-sacrificing love. And there is the world's self-serving hatred. The apostle already explained earlier in 1 John chapter 3 that the devil has been sinning, he says, from the beginning, from Genesis onward, and whoever makes a practice of sinning is from the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, the apostle says. There are children of God and there are children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness does not love his brother, is not of God. He has rejected the Holy Spirit and has rejected the kingdom of God. Sounds a little like the rich man in today's gospel. But then the apostle goes on and points us to an example from Genesis. He says, from Genesis onward, the message has been from God to love one another. Thus we should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother Abel. Cain, the begotten one, the firstborn son of Adam and Eve, who Eve was so excited at his birth, "I've gotten him, the Lord, the one to help us." They taught him the right worship of the Lord, but what does he do? He gives a less than faithful offering of his harvest. Abel, the man named by his parents nothing or vanity, as if one son was enough and this second son really had no place, he gave far from nothing and did not give out of vanity. He gave the spotless firstborn lamb from his flock. God ignored Cain's vain offering and accepted Abel's faithful offering, and Cain, out of jealousy and in great hatred, ignored God's word of warning, rose up and killed his brother Abel. Why? His own deeds were evil and his brother's were righteous, says the apostle. Those who are of the world hate those who abide in God's love, who walk in his righteous ways. One of my brother pastors, a talented young man up in Fort Wayne, he teaches at Concordia Lutheran High School. And this week he gave an online devotion on the school's Facebook page. Pastor Chad Hoover urged everyone in these difficult days to follow the Apostle Peter's words from 1 Peter chapter 2. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. As Christians, Pastor Hoover said, we are to live honorably and so proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. That while we're on this earthly sojourn, we should abstain from the passions of the flesh, live honorably, honor everyone, he said, as the apostle did. Treat everyone with love and dignity. It was so very timely and well said and gently said, and he held out the forgiveness and love of God in Christ as a comfort for those who heard him to take hold of. But what has happened? A crowd of riotous Facebook commenters, many claiming to be alumni of the school, who I think have been influenced more by what they've learned in college and university than what they've learned at Lutheran High School, have unleashed vitriol and hatred for this proclamation of God's word. They stormed the comment section. They've been deceived by the world. They urged that only a message of vengeance upon those they perceived as privileged and racist ought to be proclaimed by their high school, and that all behavior towards that goal of vengeance for past racial wrongs should simply be excused as God-pleasing, since it advances this goal this world has said is so important. We've been hearing this debate in so many ways, in so many places, on so many news channels. It's just repeating itself. The commenters don't want to hear God's word that all our conduct as Christians must show love and honor for everyone around them. Fear God, show honor to everyone, even the emperor, even if he is wrong, evil, or thinks differently than you do. That's not the politically correct message that today's reality wants to hear. So they're putting the school through the ringer. They've even taken to the local Fort Wayne media for chastising and purification. So far, the school has not taken down the devotion. Do not be surprised that the world hates you and the Christian scriptures and your Christian pastor and your hymns and the catechism you've learned from, and all else that you treasure and hold so dear. Do not be surprised that so many hate others so easily. Cain killed his brother Abel out of hatred. The devil has long been at work. The rich man despised and in his own way murdered poor Lazarus. He did not help or befriend him in his every bodily need. It is love and hate, life and death. Or take it this way. There is a great chasm fixed between Abraham's bosom and the fires of hell. No one can cross it. There is no middle ground between God's love and nothing. There is God's love for you and for all men in Jesus Christ. And there is God's self-giving love. The love we're called to reflect to those all around us. And there is then hatred and no love. And there is no in between. There's not even a giving it a good try or doing one's best that you hope that God sort of excuses you like a doting grandpa. There is God's love and there is nothing else which is to be beholden to the devil. We really do see this in this world quite clearly. It's there in the example I've placed before you, where God's word is despised, to live peaceably with others. Failure to love God and neighbor is there in the racist. Failure to love God and neighbor is there in the angry commenters. Failure to love God and neighbor is there in the looters and anarchists. failure to love God is there in those who don't care for the plight of their neighbor. What about you? Are you children of the devil? Or are you children of God born from above by water and the Spirit? It's easy to hate those who hate us back. It's easy to despise those who bring harm upon us. Despise those who seek the overthrow of good things we hold dear, like our nation and its ability to govern itself. We're not called to love only those who are just like us, only those who agree with us in politics, in morality, or you name it. There is no giving Jesus a 10 on the love scale and then putting everybody else on a scale below that. As Christians, we have passed out of death into life, the Apostle John reminds us, because we love the brothers, and most importantly, Jesus loved you, his brothers. First, he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. There's no picking and choosing who to love and who not to love. You should and must be willing to freely love anyone God brings into your life. With hearts united, we love each other. Every stranger, sister, and brother, these we must love. And as we have said, and we will say again, by this we know true and genuine love, the only love, that Jesus laid down his life for you, and you ought to lay down your lives for the brothers. We love as the Lord Jesus did, who gave his life for every sinner and whoever sinned against him freely. They were and are his brothers, even though some reject him as their brother and reject his love. And some, the fallen world especially, they will do that to you too. Reject you even though you freely love them. For us to love the unlovable, to give everything, even our goods, even our life, for our brother in need of that love, that is the life of the born again, born from above child of God. That is love born of water and the Holy Spirit that sets our hearts with a sacred fire aglow for God and for those whom he gives us to love, our neighbors and our brothers. Faith in Christ, preached Dr. Luther, is not the kind of thing which lies there completely empty and dead. But wherever it lives in the heart, it must always demonstrate its power. Where this does not happen, the boasting is false and nothing. However, it is demonstrated that the fruits can be perceived when the human heart, filled with comfort and undoubted confidence in divine grace and love, is moved to be good, kind, gentle, and patient towards the neighbor. It neither envies nor hates anyone, but gladly serves everyone, and wherever there is a need, helps with body and life. These fruits demonstrate and testify that such a person has assuredly come out of death into life. Unquote. There is nothing more to do for us than to bend our knee to God's word, to Christ, the living word come down from heaven. Live each day as baptized, born from above, children of our Heavenly Father. Repent of where you have failed to rightly love your neighbor, and ask the Holy Spirit to sanctify and give you the power, strength, and courage to take up your cross, follow the Lord through death into life. Live in and relish the love that God has first loved you with in the Lord Jesus, the love that saved you and forgives you and sanctifies you. and eagerly receive his forgiveness in absolution and in the Holy Supper. And as the world around us disintegrates and seems to only come apart at the seams more and more and becomes more and more of a loveless place towards those who love God and neighbor, remember and hold on to this promise of God given also by the Apostle John, 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. And who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Who is it that overcomes? You. You who have been redeemed and bought by your Lord, brought out of death into life, and given a new life of water and the Spirit. In Christ and his love for you, you shall overcome this world, and you shall see your Savior in the new creation to come. And we pray we see him with Lazarus and all our neighbors and brothers, every stranger, sister, and brother whom God calls into our life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.